Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, Brian, I just called. You didn't answer in time. Get ready to answer. Your machine came on. I'm using the 433 number. Is that correct? Oh, that's bullshit, Sally. Now, you, Sally, need to get in here and talk to me, for fuck's sake. You're just out there on the sidelines taking sniper shots. Okay, what's he say? He hasn't answered yet. Bert laughs. Brian, did I try again? Brian, call Brian. Mondo Rock. Mondo Rock, there's a name that used to be around years ago. Okay, I'm going to try him again. Maybe he'd be ready to answer it, okay? Jack, here we go again.
Okay. Okay, what are we doing now? This is crazy. Let's see. Mayor's egos.
Jack, I have Brian here.
Okay.
Ahoy.
Do you know who Brian is? Do you recognize his voice in any way, Jack?
I didn't hear him. Can you say something else again, Brian?
Oh, hey, what's up, Jack? How you doing? Brian from Toronto here.
I think I may have talked to Brian before.
Yeah, he knows you. I want to say this, directed to Brian. Now, Brian, when I want you to come in and ask me questions, you understand this is not my ego, I don't think. I think that I present an interesting thing that people can bounce off of. I'm not going to take it too personally, so we can say anything and explore, right? You understand how I offer myself up as a temporary sacrificial phenomenon, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. That's what I do. I think you understand. Brian's known me since 2002, about. We met in December 2002 in New York after I left Nelson's show on Toronto Radio. He and his musician-composer friend, Sam. Sam, I don't see much, but Brian and I have always stayed in touch through the years. And he was a major soldier on my behalf in the Church of Subgenius, along with Chad and a couple other people, against, in quotes, against Stang. It was great battles. Okay, let's see what questions he has, Jack. And Ion, you're included in this, Ion. You're free to comment.
Okay.
Definitely. This don't go too bad.
I certainly have questions. I'm curious, Ion, as well. Hey, Ion, what's up? How you doing?
Southern Company is up.
Good morning.
Southern Company, Brian. Invest in Southern Company.
It's high now.
I'm curious about... I've been getting my Trump legal news from this guy, Robert Barnes. Do you like this Robert Barnes guy much? Do you know this fellow?
I never heard of him, no. What do you mean legal news? What's that mean?
Like just updates on like what happened this week, what kind of legal challenges are in the pipeline, what is the current sort of status of Trump's legal challenges and other issues.
Okay,
but,
what's his last name?
Barnes.
Do you know about this Brian Barnes, Ion?
Yeah, what about him?
Well, he's kind of very much pro-Trump and in Trump's corner and trying to, you know, clarify what's the best path for Trump, but he feels that the Sidney Powell-Lynn Wood axis are hurting more than they're helping. But he seems to have a very clear legal view on it.
Okay, that's enough. Ask Ion.
Is something weirder?
Yeah, that's
What's he missing? What's Robert Barnes missing?
Isn't it Brian Burns? It's Robert. Okay, Robert Burns.
Robert Burns.
Yeah. So what's Burns missing, Ion? Or not. Maybe he's not missing.
For example, he seems to think that Dominion is going to kind of smoke Sidney Powell and that was a trap that was set.
Okay, that's good enough. That's a good question, Ion.
Okay, then answer it.
No, you. I mean, well, your answer. I don't have an opinion on it.
Oh.
You can know what
Dominion,
Barnes is saying.
Dominion is going to be what? Down to what?
They're trapping Sidney Powell.
Yeah, if they are, they're in for a rude awakening, a rude awakening.
Woody. Okay, Brian, that gives us the guideline on that Barnes is not right about Sydney, according to Ion.
Okay. Another thing idea I've been curious about for years is what is Abraham Bolden ever going to get pardoned? And I don't want to presume that these are the final days of Trump's presidency, because that's obviously up in the air. But he's already pardoned some people. Is there any chance that Trump is going to pardon this Abraham Bolden guy who's needed a pardon for a long time?
Because he was suspected in the Kennedy assassination, right?
Right. Or he was a witness to the Secret Service's lackadaisical attitude towards JFK's security and had tried to be a whistleblower about it before Dallas.
And he's been in jail all these years?
He hasn't been in jail, but he's had this shit on his record all these years where it was like, did he go to jail? I think he went to jail for a while anyway, but the thing is, he's been like explicitly exonerated, where the person who provided the main testimony against him confessed that it was false or something.
Yeah.
But he's just never been pardoned because he presumes it's a kind of a targeted prosecution because he's this inconvenient truth teller about the JFK situation, basically. And Sherman Skolnick was like, got tangled up with him a little bit and helped expose his story somewhat on the Chicago scene. But he was the first, he was like a civil rights pioneer. He was the first black Secret Service agent on the presidential detail, like on the top level of being a Secret Service agent. And it was like JFK had handpicked him to be the first to be among that elite core.
Okay, so Brian,
yes.
The Secret Service are very important and involved, according to what Ainz told me. So this guy would expose like layers that are no one really knows about, based on what Ainz told me. So Ion, what do you say about this Andrew, what's his name, Arthur Bolden?
Abraham Bolden.
Yeah, what do you see his fate is, Ion? Come on, Ion. You've had a rest.
Okay, we rested. What's up?
You heard the question. What is his fate?
We like him better typing.
You mean Brian?
Mm-hmm. He's more clever.
Aside from that, he's asking about. I'm asking about Abraham Bolden.
To address that, it's like when I'm typing, that's more of a sort of a peanut gallery kibitz thing. Like, if I now have the audience of this, like, great authority, these are the questions I'm interested in. So,
yeah.
Is there anything there or no?
Yeah, but it's past tense. It's past tense. It's beside the fact, because you don't. So you can be clever. Now you're on stage, you can't. You're like the constipated owl with laryngitis.
Yeah, you're only good as a detached writer. You ain't too good in the give and take of the present, I guess is
Okay, so is being offended more like...
Ethel Merman says no.
Is ascension more like...
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, Brian, he just answered, Brian. He just answered. Brian, listen. Ethel Merman says no. Trump won't pardon him. Is that what you just said, Brian?
Yes.
Well, what do you think? Is too hot a thing to comment on?
We could get some more context, and maybe we can dig you out of this shit house you're in.
Well, I mean, Trump wants to, there's some talk of him doing some sort of radical declassification, and at least recently or earlier in his presidency, he wanted to be known as, like, the sort of JFK declassifier man. And I don't know, maybe there's reasons why he can't declassify stuff about that, but seems like maybe pardoning Abraham Bolden would be a kind of an indirect way of raising some questions anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See, drag.
Is that the sort of...
Wait, Brian,
possible.
Listen. Don't talk too much, Brian.
Drag.
Sorry, Ian. What, Ian?
What?
It drags, and so there is the possibility that he's more likely to disappear than be pardoned.
In other words, he's got too hot of information. He would be killed if he got into the public.
Sort of, but the way he talks into and out of his conversations, no one would know what he's talking about anyway, so it's okay.
They wouldn't understand Bolden, his point.
Right.
Okay.
He uses an unfounded point to make his point.
Okay, so that's that, Brian. You know, he's not a good communicator, or he has other motives. I'm not sympathetic to him.
Right.
Okay, next
correct.
Point. Correct. Any questions about my style of communication, Brian?
No, not so much.
Any questions about Bob's grooming habits and his furry lint?
Probably, but none that are really leaping to mind right now. I was sort of winding down and wasn't expecting to be thrust on stage. But as far as the current great drama going on with the U.S. and everything, it was sort of Barnes and Bolden are basically the names on my mind. So I could be done for now.
Well, there's so many witnesses and people have been killed over that thing. It's almost a waste to sympathize about one of them. I mean, a lot of people were damaged, hurt, and killed.
Right. No, I mean, lots of people need a pardon because they're fucking in jail or some shit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Bolden is someone that, like, no one thinks that he did anything wrong anymore. He just has this, you know. It's like just the gesture of removing the stain from his record could be like a headlineable thing or something. But, you know, it's like what he deserves or whatever, but it doesn't even, he's not in a bad need for it like some other people would be.
Yeah, but he sounds like he's not a good communicator, if Ion's correct. He may not even be correct what he's saying.
Well, he might be far too naive about something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe if he was pardoned and then they, like, went to give him interviews, he would say a bunch of shit that wasn't helpful. You know?
Yeah. So, so that's it. That's the end of your questions?
I'm very interested in what's going to happen in a few days, but that's all I can think of right now.
You're interested in... what can happen. Now, think of it more as the next 3 months. Ein said it's going to go to about March. It's up and down and indecisiveness. So don't expect much for Tuesday or 2 weeks later. We haven't seen anything yet, so we've got much time for a lot of strange things to happen, or interesting things. Okay, so, Jack, do you have any comment on that, Ion? Look, we're going to do... You're into Finney's Wake. Let's do Finney's Wake. And I, we want you to be communicative. That's why I gave you a break.
Oh, too early.
I got a question on media, Bob. Can I ask Ion a real fast? We get into Finney's Wake?
Yeah.
Come on.
So I heard McClellan talk about occupying media is nostalgia, right? And then he also said when you're stripped from your identity, you get nostalgia. Since everybody is lost right now, I'm seeing like a lot of stuff in culture and hip-hop. They're using a lot of nostalgia, like, you know, they're doing, like, these versus battles where they'll bring, like, rappers back from 2000, and they'll kind of, like, everything in media is, like, super nostalgic now. Is that the way to kind of, does that still hold, Ion, occupying the media's nostalgia? Is that still a thing? Ion?
Yeah. It works out that way more times than not.
Okay. And by nostalgia, is it a different? Is it better visually, musically? What's the best way to use the nostalgia in media? Is it music wise, visual wise? What are your thoughts there?
It's we don't think. It's interesting. That's not really interesting. Ask something else. That's kind of boring.
Okay. Hey, Brian and Jack, from Ion's perspective, we're all going to get killed in a few weeks, okay? This is how bad it is. This is a tribulation for the next 18 months. So all these cultural issues are kind of not relevant anymore.
Well, yeah, got it.
So,
we'll talk to you about your... Your clothes and when you start and what you're going to do and how you want to feel and what's your favorite color and what somebody else's favorite color is and how is it all going to play out and all those kind of interesting things. But at the end of the day, it just makes us want to take a nap. Just kind of like, okay, what the fuck? We said it. You got it. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're
but
telling us.
Details.
Yeah, go ahead. Dirty.
Pick it up. This has got to get interesting and fun. Otherwise, it's laborious and boring.
Pick what up?
The confab, the construct.
The conversation.
Well, try
to come up with stuff that I can't answer or won't because it's too hot. Like the person
fun.
Who blew up.
That would be fun.
Okay.
I got
Kelly,
my own.
Wait a minute. Kelly Strasser, or Kelly Loeffler, her staff member, got blown up. What?
Yes. Yes. Kelly Loeffler's staff member got destroyed, eviscerated.
What was the reason by the people who did it?
It's a little place card. You remember what a place card back when you were a little boy with some fancy dinners in France, Bob? They put little place cards at the table to tell you where you're supposed to eat. That's where you eat. Well, blowing up this thing was a place card reminding Kelly of her place.
Right. There are certain areas you should not engage.
Like banning three Chinese telecom companies from the New York Stock Exchange.
Aha! That's what her husband banned three Chinese companies. And when was that done?
She did that.
Yeah, and was it just a couple of weeks ago or 2 years ago?
It was just before they blew up her place card.
Yeah, right. In other words, the reaction was very fast. Reaction to her was very fast, right?
Correct, yes, good.
Okay, so that's the thing there, guys. People in this decentralized multi-consciousness thing, the multiverse. The multiverse we're in, the reactions can be really fast now. Everything
they're
is so
faster.
Available.
They're not fast, they're instant. There's a difference.
Instant. All right. Does that prompt anything? Conversation from Brian or Jack?
I have a question about trade. So, remember, Bob, you said that we talked about the rings, right? And something just came out that said Kobe Bryant was about to start his own sneaker. Like, he was going to leave Nike and start his own thing. Did the fact that Kobe was going to do that, did that have something to do with his death, Ion? That he was going to come out and try to create his own shoe and get rid of Nike? Did that have anything to do with his death?
Maybe. He doesn't have his financing.
So when you say maybe, it's not wise to comment on such a hot issue.
No, this is just, he's talking about goddamn tennis shoes, Bob. Who gives a fuck about tennis shoes? I don't know. Make some tennis shoes, don't make some tennis shoes. He's not going to make tennis shoes because he don't have funding to make his own tennis shoes. He can leave if he wants to, but, you know, he'll be dead before he gets his funding, so it's all good. He's going to die.
But the Nike took it too personally if they killed him over that. That's a trivial issue.
What's Nike? Nike don't care. Medicare don't care, neither does Nike. Just do it.
What do you mean, Kobe?
Just do it. Quit talking about it. Just do it. Yeah.
Right. So, Jack, it looks like that was not the reason he died.
Yeah.
Right. Good. That's better. Okay, let's give it another chance. Let's go on, y'all kid. Rock the baby now. Rock the baby. Let's go. Rock the baby. This baby gonna start crying. Y'all better rock the baby. Don't get to cry.
Okay, I got one.
You just did one. Is Trump hiding out a lot each day from assassination attempts?
He has to, Bobby. He's bad. They ran him out of Mar-a-Lago. They were gonna kill everybody in Mar-a-Lago. He had to get out.
Right. So, this is a war. He's like General Patton. He's vulnerable. He's got to hide. He's got to be on the move. And the public would be shocked to think and know that's going on.
Sure. Well, now you say sure, but the tape body makes up so much stuff now that you're numb. Humans are numb. We killed somebody, we gutted them, and we took their entrails and we fed them to cows. We fed their entrails to cows. People go, well, that's interesting. I didn't know cows ate human entrails. That's interesting. Oh, wow, look at that. You know, whatever the words are, no one's shocked by anything. See a perfectly nice young girl getting fucked by a pony? You might want to watch it, but Bob would want to see. Now, if it was a granny, now the granny could take that pony dick. He wouldn't be no trouble. She could take it. He knows that. That would just be a normal day in the life. But that's not the point here. Nothing is interesting, nothing is striking, nothing applies. So much so
yeah, but if
that
they,
the money,
they would
oh,
be,
sorry.
I mean,
sorry. One thing at a time. One thing at a time, Bob. You're overspeaking. Don't overspeak.
No, stop being silly. Brian is jaded like that, but he's interested in what's going on in politics. If he knew that Trump was being assassinated every day, they're trying to, he'd be interested in that, and then he'd have to question, why do I watch this? This is pretty bad, and no one else would believe it to talk to them. That's a dilemma for Brian. What do you say to that?
We say what they're saying, who's listening to it. They're not saying that, so what is he watching? Us?
Well, he's looking for some drama. He thinks there's drama.
I would be wondering how could he seem so calm when he's delivering speeches if he's constantly dodging.
He's not calm. He's serious. He doesn't give speeches. He does it on Twitter. He tweets, got a twatter. He's got a twat that tweets.
Yeah, but he does speeches occasionally.
What is the speeches?
Well, it's like press conferences. They're not worth much.
But he recognizes that?
He doesn't have press conferences.
Right, but he has speeches.
In front of his new little bitty desk.
So, he's mad
that
everybody's trying to...
Do you know why he does that?
No.
Makes him look bigger.
He's trying to intimidate his assassins. But is he mad because he never imagined to become president and Howard Stern told him, don't become president, it's going to be a hassle. He didn't know it would be this much hassle. Is that what he's pissed off about?
We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, he is some days pissed off. Maybe not all the time.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
Jack.
Now he's threatening. He's threatened. Everything is threatened. Everything is challenged. That's why he had to get back to the White House to at least have some cover.
Are you saying he's threatening everything or everything's threatening him?
Both.
He knows 100% certainty that the election was stolen, right?
Of course. Everybody knows. Shit, Bob, even you know that, and you don't know nothing. Even you know
right.
that.
Yeah, you're real lively. Lively with your insults. Why you're engaged in friendly, warm, hasty accusations. The thing is that Trump knew before the election, 8 months ago, that it was going to be stolen, right?
Yeah. And told every goddamn body that'd be steal. Told everybody that would be steal. You can't put millions of ballots. You can't mail out more ballots than there are people in the world and think the election's going to come out okay.
Right. He said that.
That's the problem, right? But there's an abundance of riches. It's not, the question is not, do you know that it was stolen? The question is, what is the best thing to point to? What will make the best, what will make the most convincing case to people to point to? Because you have a bunch of different things to point
70,
to.
78 million people are already pretty well impaled with it.
Impressed with it. They understand it. Yeah, so how many people do we want? So maybe, Brian, it's not how many people know. It's what avenue. Not to get people to pay attention, but what is the legal area to go, or non-legal, or revolutionary way?
We already laid that out with the Convention of States and Article 5 of the United States Constitution. We're not going to do it again.
Right, so that to have a constitutional convention has been his goal.
No,
8 months.
Convention of States. Stop. Convention of States is not constitutional convention. They're different.
Okay, so this is a new term. You've been saying constitutional convention for a long time. Now he's asking to say a different.
No, he's going to start listening. There is going to be a constitutional convention, but not before you have a convention of states. You've got to change the zeitgeist before you can, you can't be part of the Reform Party and be running for the position, Bob. You can't ask the Congress to approve a constitutional convention when that's what you're trying to get rid of is the goddamn branches of the government. That's
okay.
Like using the filibuster to get rid of the filibuster. Remember, we did that already.
Yeah. Okay, what is a convention of states as opposed to...
Look it up, Jack. Okay.
Make it fast.
Barney Miller, you do the constitutional convention, and my nigga, you do convention of states.
Okay.
Barney, is you, Brian.
The convention
Barney
of
Miller.
States...
Barney.
Which states have signed the convention of states? What exactly is the convention of states? A convention of states is a convention called by the state legislators for the purpose of proposing amendments to the Constitution. They are given power to do this under Article V of the Constitution. I think that's five.
That's five. V is five.
Yeah, I said five. I feel like I'm pretty sure it's five. Yep. You want me to read again?
No, we got it. So, Ian, there's the news item I see is a few more senators are joining Trump's appeal to interrupt the vote. I don't know which vote, the one Electoral College or the other one. What's that noise?
Don't talk about that. We're telling you not to be. We're telling you don't talk about that.
Shh. All right.
Don't talk about that. You're going to start it. You're going to start it.
That was the news.
The bitch hadn't even nutted yet. You over there bragging you can't. Lay down. Slow your roll, big boy. Damn.
Okay, Brian.
Brian's
up.
Granny's no.
Yeah.
Aunt Granny. Okay, you're up. Go, Barney.
I have a detour that surely one of you knows something about. I don't know who.
Stop! You have a judge. Stop! Stop! You gotta read your definition first. You know,
is this the way you were in school, Brian? You rebelled against the teacher.
Barney, come on now. You can't do philosophy in anatomy class. It doesn't work good. Okay. So give the definition. What was your job? Your essay was the definition was.
Your essay, Brian.
Hysteria.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This word electrified the
God
David
damn,
Lynch
what is he doing? He's supposed to be in the definition of the...
You made the David Lynch. You're asking for it, Brian.
Barney,
you're asking for
Barney,
it.
Barney, you finna go back to the chats where you finna go. Okay, you're supposed to be reading the definition. You're supposed to be reading the definition of a constitutional convention.
Yeah, but we can get back to that. I remembered this little thing. I just.
But we'll get to that, Brian. Come on, Brian. We'll get to that. Just do the convention thing. Take 10 seconds.
Are you bothered by your essay?
Come on, Brian. Do it.
So what am I looking at? Was it looking at the first, like, response to Wikipedia or something?
Yeah.
You don't have to look up anything. You're educated. You ought to know. You shouldn't have to look up anything. You ought to goddamn know what a constitutional convention is. We've been talking about it for two fucking years.
No, I've only been educating
bitching.
Myself.
You've been bitching.
You don't
You've been bitching.
Come
You've
on,
been,
you made your point. Let him say it. Let him educate himself. Just
you
say it.
Assured me that it's going to the constitutional convention, so I haven't bothered to
it
learn
is.
It because that I know is in the bag.
Well, that's...
It's all the other stuff I've learned about.
I know, baby. I know, baby, but that's where we're going. So don't you think that's the one you want to know? If that's on the map. You know that's a destination point.
Oh, I want
that's the one you want to look up to see if they have... You want to look that one up to see if they have ice cream there. You want to go where they have ice cream.
Okay,
go where the ice cream is. So, yeah. Do they have bathrooms? You always want to stop where there's a bathroom. Clean bathroom is even better.
Okay, we got that, Ian. Let Brian read the fucking definition.
Yeah, we just go. You wanted us to engage. Now we're engaging. Now you want to take a nap.
Yeah.
Make up the goddamn.
This one's talking about the historical one, not about what it would be now. That's what you want me to read? About the original one? The Philadelphia Convention?
God damn, they're the same. They're the same. If they have one every day, they'll be the same. The one in Philadelphia, the one in Atlanta, the one here, the one there, the one at your house, the one at Jack's. This is the house that Jack built. Yeah, they're all the same.
A constitutional convention is a gathering for the purpose of writing a new constitution.
Shut up! You're not to do it! Brian's to do it! Come on!
Oh, God. That was the same one, but okay.
Yeah, just do one, anyone, Brian.
Article. I'll read it.
The Constitutional Convention, contemporarily known as the Federal Convention, the Philadelphia Convention, or the Grand Convention at Philadelphia, took place from May 25th to September 17th, 1787 in the old Pennsylvania State House, now known as Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Although the convention was intended to revise the League of States and first system of government under the Articles of Confederation, the intention from the outset of many of its proponents, chief among them James Madison of Virginia and Alexander Hamilton of New York, was to create a new government rather than fix the existing one. The delegates elected George Washington of Virginia.
Listen, stop speaking.
That's a good one, eh?
See, that, well, now listen to what you just said. It's not to change anything, it's to write a brand new one. You got to have a convention of states to set the argument, to change, to abolish this or take care of that, to change your present constitution. The Constitutional Convention say, okay, fuck that. We're going to sell our constitution that we've had for 257 years. We're going to sell that to Mexico because we're not using it, and we're going to make a new one. We're going to become our own reform party. That's why Trump's going after the Republicans. That's why Trump's going after his mother. That's why Trump's going after everything, because it's up like Chuck. It's up like Chuck. Because now what's happened is nothing has capacity to survive. Notice the up talk.
Right. Yeah, because they're saying that if the Dominion and them get away with it, it's the end of our country, the end of a trusting community of citizens. And the only way to get past that would be to start to get beyond the rules that the Dominion software can dominate on, create a new reality, a new medium.
Okay, that's enough words. You made your point. That's enough words. So here's the point that we have. Dominion's been around for a long time. Dominion's been running elections for a long time. What gave Trump the ability to have an iPhone today when all the materials that made the iPhone disallowed Abraham Lincoln from having one? The same problem. They're paralleling Lincoln and Trump. Okay? And there's nothing new on this earth to make a cell phone that was there then that there is now. So now this technology is the tech body, baby. It's pure and simple, only difference. So now you're fighting a tech body election. So basically, the smart house, Sarah, has taken over. And the tech body, Sarah, is going to decide what's best for you, who your leader is going to be, and what you're going to eat next Tuesday, and how hot the crispy duck, and how
I
hot
get that,
the crispy Ion. Duck is.
Okay, you made your point. This is why you're confident, because we're part of the tech body, that Trump stands. The tech body is going to follow that rule, it seems.
So far.
No matter what's going to happen.
But you keep feeding the tech body, and they're watchers, and they can turn on you. They may just burn the whole motherfucker down. It's just gonna, hey, how about a little nuclear device in Hoboken? that'd be a game changer, wouldn't it? Boy, you can grow you some radishes. Boy, you can grow you some radishes. You can grow you some radishes then, couldn't you, Bob? Get some radishes, boy.
Yeah, a lot of carbon. So, you get this, Brian. This tech body, as I try to show in my new book, is a fucking serious operation that, of course, nobody fucking can see, just like all the previous prophets were not understood.
And riddle me this. How come 4 fucking 5 fucking years ago that Britain decided to be a Brexit and they just now yesterday got the damn thing done so they could be Brexited? They could have done it in 5 minutes. Okay, we're out. Goodbye. Next. For 5 fucking years, they've been bitching about it, and now they're scared. They don't know what's going to happen. They're not sure. Maybe we should have another vote. Well, every time they have another vote, they always say, let's go. Miss Lagarde is very upset because now the rules of engagement are up in the air. So now the queen doesn't run everything, or the queen does run everything, and y'all are fucked. This is where kingdoms and monarchies are ruled. This is why the feudal system will be replaced with this ridiculous thing you guys are calling pseudo-capitalistic communism.
No, no, you're saying feudalism will be replaced by the communism, or vice versa?
No, no, no. What you have now is a pseudo-capitalistic socialist government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Bob started passing out the money checks, that's when you need to get scared. Bob is a Republican. Bob don't give away money. Bob don't give away money. Now, he knows he's going to get it all right back. There's no problem about that. But Bob don't give away money, especially to rich people.
Okay, so the feudalism is going to trump the capitalist and socialistic stuff. And we're talking
going that way. Then we're going that way because it's moving in that direction. It's not there yet. It's moving in that direction. See, and now this is if you notice, the baby boomers ain't even in this conversation. Nowhere. That they're fixing to be running the place.
What? The baby boomers are going to run the place? How?
They'll be the only ones left. All the others will be dead.
Why would the younger ones be dead?
Because they're mercurial.
They're more vulnerable. Whatever that means, they're more vulnerable.
Yeah.
The baby boomers.
Get a job.
But the baby boomers are capitalists, socialists. They're literate people.
But they'll follow the quote rule.
They're a bit conformist.
Listen. They're like Margaret Thatcher. You can't come in here ruling something until you solve your own goddamn problems. Solve your problems, and then you can go rule something. But you can't go around here ruling something when you can't run your own world. That's the problem. There's no reliance. There's no oomph. You have no chutzpah. You got nothing underneath you. You're puffs of wind, puffs of air. You're nothing. And then you want to go run something. Well, I'm going to do it like this. You ain't going to goddamn do nothing because you can't do what you need to do, let alone what you want to do. It's ridiculous. That's why you have to have bionic soldiers. That's why you have to have that.
Yeah, so the baby boomers are not qualified to do it, even though they're the only ones around.
Correct.
Oh, my.
What are you laughing at, Brian? What do you see as funny?
That bionic soldiers was not that was a turn I didn't expect in that sentence.
Google it. Hey, honey pot, Google it.
Okay, Jack, did you want to say something back there? Did you get to say it or what?
I didn't. I was going to say, like, Brian, is there somebody above Trump telling him, like, you gotta become this, like, I mean, what'd you say?
I'm above Bob.
Yeah, so Bob, you're kind of, because the thing is, like, Trump has all this information. He could have easily said so much shit, but he's not saying anything. It's almost like you guys are telling him what moves to make or.
We are. That's what's the red box. When I insist the red box, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. We're having to stick tampons in Bob's mouth right now to keep him from telling stuff he ain't supposed to be telling right now.
And J.W. meets with the relevant people regularly.
Yeah, there you go. You have to throw his ass in. You're going to run out of J.W. if you keep this shit up. You're going to be by yourself, Bob. Keep on. J.W.'s right. Yeah, he's in the bunker. Keep on with it. He's got a pretty silk mask to wear, though. He looks like the Taliban. He starts to look like the Taliban. He's pretty good. We'll lay some ink. You know, hey Jack, have you ever laid any ink on you?
Oh, I've laid a lot of ink.
Yeah. You're going to get on the forehead where you don't put a mask, and in reverse, do Sieg Heil.
So when you look in the mirror, it'll say, see, Kyle, are you NVIDIA? NVIDIA, because all NVIDIA's that you do, all your shit's spelled backwards. The way your camera thing is, you got to double reverse it because it's in reverse, and it's very aggravating. So you're going to lay it in backwards. So when you look in the mirror, you'll see speak higher when you so you can read it. Because everything you hold up when you're prompting things, they're in reverse. So it's challenging.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. But yeah. The point is, Jack, we're having an interesting conversation about serious fucking issues because Ian's being a little more forthcoming than usual, maybe. Then talking about Kobe Bryant and his goddamn sneaker company. You see?
I asked about Trump just now.
No, what? He didn't find. No. He didn't ask. Barney Miller asked about the goddamn Tennessee shit. Jack didn't ask about that.
Come no, on he now. Didn't. Yeah. Barney did that about the tennis shoes. Did you, Barney?
Hey, Bob, for how long are you and I?
Well, not me if I'm Barney.
Yeah, you're Barney. Oh, you didn't ask about the Nike shit.
It wasn't me that asked about the shoes.
No, it was Jack. Yeah, fucking.
Well, that's a demeanor for Jack, then. That's a demeanor for Jack.
I think we're talking to the tech buddy here.
Oh, no. The tech buddy don't talk. Tech buddy acts.
Oh.
Yeah. A little less talk and a lot more action. That's it.
Bob, what date did you and Ion say, you know what, we're going to make Trump a viceroy? What date did that happen where you guys were 100% in saying this is what it's going to be?
What? I'm not getting your bird. What is the statement? 100% what?
Viceroy. Not sure, certain, what date.
What's your statement, Jack?
When did you guys plan to make Trump the viceroy? Like, was it like 2012? We're like, look, we're going to wait.
No, we don't plan it.
John of Patmos, before he got run off to the crazy house, he was in Revelation a long time ago, and King James paid for the King James version. That's why it's King James, because it's the China virus, because it's from China. The King James version of the Bible is King James version, because King James paid for it. You know what I'm saying? The China virus. And King James. He wrote it in the King James version of the Bible, and then the Dead Sea Scrolls validated it, which is a whole separate work, completely separate work that was the same. So once again, Mark Levin, here's a pinhead. Mark Levin, Cecil B. DeMille, okay, Jesus, Moses, and Noah. There's your pen pad. Now, talk amongst yourself.
So, Bob, you can't get it wrong. You can't get it wrong, then. So, there's nothing to think about.
Bob's just reporting. But see, and that's what we say. Now listen, that's what we say. It's already solved. And then you come up with this bullshit. Nancy Pelosi, I don't like your ass. You got an ugly ass. I'm not telling you about your ass. Your ass is nothing. My ass is much better than yours. I'm going to paint a pig head. I'm going to have a pig head cut off and put in my driveway and blame it on your stupid ass treason. Treason! Treason! You're going down. For treason, you're going down. And these people come and say, well, Mitch McConnell says, well, I'm not giving you $2,000 because that's socialism for rich people. Since people don't need socialism. Why would you people make $395,000 a year and they're going to get $2,000? Well, it's kind of like, well, who the fuck cares? How many people are making that much money that are going to get the $2,000 anyway? It doesn't really make any sense. No, this is about $230. The only way you can get it in is because Trump said do it, but get rid of $230. Or I'm going to slap your bitch ass. That's what he said. I mean, you little chink. And see, he's got a chink wife. That's what the hoot of it. She's from China.
Who does?
Mitch McConnell.
Oh, okay. So she's a spy?
No, she's in the government. She's faithful, but that's just the whole point. That's why he's saying, y'all lost your mind.
He said, normal reason has to kick in here somewhere. You're spending money like a drunken sailor. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And Trump's like, well, interest rates. I got the interest rate down to zero. You can order a quadrillion dollars. Uh-oh, we said don't tell him that. You'd be over there. And meanwhile, Guy Fieri's raising enough. He's raised more money than the government's give. He's already raised $22 million just to help people's business. The restaurant world that's shut down because of the China virus from China has shut down the world, which is exactly what China's trying to do. That's People's Republic of China, not the mountain.
They're trying to shut down the world, did you say?
Well, America. America's the only threat.
But who was the one who had the $22 million? Missed the name there.
Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
He's helping people. You like that?
Yeah. He's doing more than the government.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Hey, I just remembered Sherry wants to talk to Ion, so let's just take a break here. Look at Bart.
Okay.
Bart shows up fucking at the end of the show, if he ever shows up. What's this thing? He was so late.
He's sitting in his new car, Bob. He's sitting in his new car all night long. So he's got Wi-Fi. He's got Wi-Fi in his new car.
Okay, so is that you, Sherry? Well, was I too late?
You know, Bob, come on now, Bob. You know, you do this every week. You say, why isn't anybody talking? I don't understand why nobody over there. All these people are here, but nobody's saying anything. But they're all up.
Anyways.
Come on now.
You know, you should be here, Sherry. You got to put the time in. You've been waiting for 10 hours. And you leave 10 minutes
to the tour. She's screaming because you put her on mute. And then you say she's not there. She's crying. On the thing, trying to ask questions. Your mama's hearing dead people. They've invaded the house. They're trying to burn the house. Bob's trying to buy the little island thing that she's on.
I can't hear you, fucking Sherry. Like, where are you, Sherry? There's only a couple. There's that. That one's open. Okay, maybe this one. Okay. No, that's not. Skype caller? Are you Skype caller? Is that you, Sherry? I'll just open up every fucking...
All participants are now unmuted.
Not you. Jesus Christ. Where's Sherry?
Ara, call Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry's on SIP.
Yeah.
On SIP line.
Yep. But it should be unmuted now. He unmuted everything. He said.
This is Bill. That fucked everything up when I undo. That's not her. That's Bill.
You are now a host.
Hey, Bill. We got you a cheeseburger on the way, we promise.
Okay.
It's a double
Jerry. Okay, we're talking to important people here.
All participants are now muted.
It's Ion here, and we got Ben and Jack. Okay. Sherry, whatever issue is going on out there in fucking Brooklyn, that was important, and the fact that Trump's getting assassinated every 10 minutes. Okay?
No. You're clever, Bob, but a little too clever. What Sherry is experiencing is the same thing that's happening in the United States. It's just a microcosm of this new poltergeist.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, why would you say hers is not important? It's an example of the thing that is important. But you can solve that problem.
It's not as dramatic.
You can solve that problem. Oh, well, you don't know. Her mama's about Fruit Loop and card carrying crazy over this shit.
Maybe she's this Skype caller. Is that you there? Are you the Skype caller?
This is Ara again.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Sorry, Sherry. Try later. Okay, Brian and Jack, ask more questions.
We gave it to office.
Okay, there it is. Is that you, Sherry?
Yes, Bob.
Okay. She came in on a regular phone.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, hold it, Jack. Let's listen to Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry.
Yes, thank you. I have many questions to ask you tonight. Yes.
Okay, before you start, are you going to do what we tell you to do, yes or no? Because we told you already what to do, and you didn't do it, and then you want to know why it went bad. And now it's gone bad, and you want us to fix it, and we're going to fix it. But if we tell you what to do, and you don't do it, bad's just going to catch you in the butt. That's all we're saying. But now we'll answer your questions again. Go ahead.
Yes, I did have... I did have my mom to drink the sassafras tea, and I got
with
her
you?
To drink
with
yes,
you.
With me, yes. Yesterday good. And today, yes.
Good.
I got her.
That's
tea.
Good.
Yes.
Did she like it?
Yes. Actually, she liked the taste.
Good. It's very refreshing. It's kind of like a licorice, pepperminty kind of a thing. It's not a bad thing. But it's good because it changes your inside. Yeah, you know, people from an Asian culture understand the benefit of tea. It's very, very important. Yeah. It's very powerful because you take something simple, weak as water, and you make something to give it its own life, you see, to give life. Yeah. And so that's why the tea part was important, and it's got to be significant for her. See, she is your elder. So you will respect her, and you will treat her with respect. Your culture demands it, and so do we. Because even when she's dead-ass wrong, you still got to respect her position. Right?
Yes, exactly, yes.
That's good, that's good. That's appropriate. Okay, so now you did the drink the tea, okay. Now you were obedient of that little part. Okay, now come on with some more.
Now that a lot of things has happened in my family, especially
yes.
to my elder brother.
Yep.
First, my elder brother, Ken, he is in the hospital now,
mm-hmm.
and he catch pneumonia from what I learned. And first, he have a hard time to breathe. He have a hard time to take oxygen. His oxygen is low, and he's in the hospital for about a week. And then they also now learned that he got pneumonia. Will he have the strength to pull this through?
It's gonna be a battle. Going to be a battle. You didn't have to go through all this. If you settled all this, none of this would have caught on. That's just the beginning, not the end. It's the beginning. So it's a maybe. Make sure everybody's settled with it because this is very serious.
Yes. Yes. So how long does he have to...
16 days.
Another 15 days?
16 days, if he lives.
16 days. Wow.
If he lives 16 days, he may recover.
Well, you know, it's very difficult for him, and sometimes when we talk to him, we get some sense like he want to give it up because it's very difficult for him right now.
That's what I say. It's an internal struggle. Your internal struggle.
My internal struggle, too?
Of course.
So
remember, you're connected. Do you remember your ancestors? You're connected to your ancestors? Come on now, honey. This ain't our dogma. This is your dogma. Y'all live this shit. Now you're judged by it. Y'all make these rules generationally of how this goes. You pray to your dead people. Now your dead people are supposed to come do something. All right, that's fine, but now that's what you're judged by. So his condition is he feels stronger in the ascended state of death than in the human state of less than here. That's why they're easy to let go.
So is there a way that you can guide me through this so that perhaps I can...
Well, we thought we had. He's not the issue. He's a symptom. You're the problem.